This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 110, Allah says, Qulidullah Abidur Rahman, Ayyamatadu, Falal Asmaul Husna. Say, call upon him by Allah or by Rahman. By whichever name you call upon him, to him belongs the most beautiful name. You can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by any name, but it should be a correct name, it should be a beautiful name, it should not conjure up a mental picture. And this message that to Allah belongs the beautiful name, besides Surah Isra chapter 17 verse number 110, it's also mentioned in Surah Araf chapter number 7 verse number 180. Surah Taha chapter number 20 verse number 8 and Surah Al-Hashr chapter 59 verse number 24, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the most beautiful names. And if you read the glorious Quran, there are no less than 99 different attributes given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Hakim, most gracious, most merciful, most wise, no less than 99. And the crowning one is Allah. Why do we Muslims prefer calling Allah by the Arabic word Allah instead of the English word God? Because a person can play mischief with the English word God, which you cannot do with the Arabic word Allah. For example, if you add S to God, it becomes gods. That's plural of God. There's nothing like plural Allah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say he's Allah one and only. If you add D-E-S-S to God, it becomes goddess, meaning a female god. There is nothing like male Allah or female Allah in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. He has got no gender. If you add father to God, it becomes godfather. He's my godfather. There's nothing like Allah father or Allah Abba in Islam. If you add mother to God, it becomes godmother. There's nothing like Allah mother or Allah Ammi in Islam. If you prefix tin before God, it becomes tin God, meaning a fake God. There's nothing like tin Allah in Islam. That's the reason we Muslims, we prefer calling Allah by the Arabic word Allah instead of the English word God. But when the Muslims are speaking to non-Muslims who may not be aware of the concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if they use the English word God instead of the Arabic word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the way I'm doing today, I've got no objection. But I would like to remind them that God is not the appropriate translation of the Arabic word Allah. And this word Allah is mentioned in the religious scriptures of most of the major religions. It's even mentioned in the Hindu scripture. If you read Rig Veda, book number 2, hymn number 1, verse number 11, one of the attributes of Almighty God in Rig Veda, book 2, hymn 1, verse number 11, is Allah. And if you look at the Sanskrit dictionary, the Hindu dictionary, it says Allah is the name of God. He's also mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the word Allah in Rig Veda, book number 3, hymn number 30, verse number 10, and Rig Veda, book number 9, hymn number 67, verse number 30, is mentioned as Allah.